Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Microsoft first came to Southside, Virginia when it picked a location in Mecklenburg County for a new data center in 2010. As that center has grown, so has Microsoft's interest in supporting digital infrastructure growth and education in Mecklenburg and surrounding counties. That's why the company made this one of six regions nationwide to take part in TechSpark.
It's a civic program that's aimed at creating job growth and economic change in rural localities.
Jeremy Satterfield is TechSpark's Virginia manager. He says the priorities right now are technology training and addressing the region's critical lack of broadband access.
We have a TILS program. It's being housed at Bluestone High School. They will be beginning their second year this year.
But before they could get to the second year of TILS, that's Technology Education and Literacy in Schools, they had to get the first year underway, and there was a problem. Mecklenburg County didn't have anyone who could teach computer coding, and that's where Amanda Bowen fits into the story.
They asked me if I would be interested to take this step, and it was a challenge for me.
So how does an 11-year business teacher become a coding instructor without coding experience? Well, Microsoft knows people who can do that sort of thing, and they set Bowen up with a team of volunteers in other parts of Virginia and beyond.
We would have Skype meetings with the volunteers, and I would email them, chat them throughout the day as I'm working on the assignment to help prepare the students. They didn't always give me the answer, but they challenged me to think and do problem solving on my own so that I would understand the material better.
Bowen doesn't consider herself an expert programmer yet, but she says she's feeling much more confident than she did a year ago, and her support staff is still within reach online if she needs them. And bringing more things within reach online is the other priority in this phase of TechSpark. This part of Virginia has been notorious for its lack of good internet access, but Ted DeRisso with Mid-Atlantic Broadband in Halifax County says progress is being made.
Specifically with Microsoft, we partnered with them on their Airband initiative to do one of the largest TV white space deployments in North America.
White space is basically unused TV channels adapted to carry the internet using protocols developed by Microsoft. Mid-Atlantic Broadband and Microsoft set up a pilot program to see if white space could give rural Virginia the same quality of connectivity that cable provides in more populated areas.
It was so successful, in fact, the pilot to get the first 100 homes up and running, that the chairman of the FCC has come down and wanted to look at the project.
And that's a significant point, because while Microsoft is offering the necessary technology for free, it's the FCC that governs the use of white space. It can grow as an internet platform only so far as the commission allows. Microsoft says its ultimate goal for TechSpark is nothing less than a digital transformation of rural America. No doubt Southside Virginians are all for that, but the more immediate concern here is whether it will bring enough jobs for all the newly skilled people.
I certainly hope so.
That's TechSpark manager Jeremy Satterfield.
We're working very hard with many partners across the board to make sure that we can upskill potential candidates for employment here, even in the middle school right now, transitioning to the high school and then on into the workforce.
At the very least, he says, Southside Virginia will be back in the game, competing again. I'm Fred Eccles.